Hi guys, it's Jim calling from Lord Strafford Taranaki. Just letting you guys know that there has been a release candidate of NVDA 2018.1 RC1 release. This is a release done just before the official release, hopefully this Friday, I think it's the 2nd of March. So if all goes well, we should have a new release of NVDA out on the 2nd of March. If you're not sure what NVDA is, it is a free open source screen reader for the Windows operating system. Support for Windows XP and Vista had to be dropped. So the latest version of NVDA you can use on those operating systems is 2017.3. If you have Windows 7, Service Pack 1 and above, so that's Windows 8, 10, 32 and 64-bit operating systems, but not the RT versions, you can download a copy of the NVDA screen reader from the following website, which is www.nvaccess.org. I'll repeat the address. It's www.nvaccess.org under the download section. And there you can download it from the download section. And after you've got it from there, and it's downloaded to your computer, once you've found the file and clicked on it, or pressed enter on it, it'll give you three options. One will be to, actually I'll go back a sec, it'll be you'll have to agree to the documentation, and then it will give you three options. One will be to install to your computer, which most people will do. The second option will be to run as a make a portable copy, and the third will be to run as a temporary copy. So pick the first option and install it to your computer. If you're wondering how many copies of NVDA can you have, you can have as many copies of NVDA as you like. If you're wondering how much is it going to cost me to upgrade to the next version, upgrades are free. However, you'll probably notice they will ask for donations. And if you can, please do. The amount of copies you can have is basically as many copies as you want. If you're wondering if it's going to time out, no, NVDA doesn't time out after half an hour or 40 minutes. If you're wondering also, can NVDA use SAPI 4 and SAPI 5 voices? Yes, it can. Some are paid and some are commercial, such as Eloquence and Vocalizer, etc., etc. There's also an email list you can join to basically collaborate or ask questions of other NVDA users. The other thing, too, is the Aotearoa People's Network is going to upgrade NVDA to the latest version of NVDA as of February this year, which will probably be the 2017.4 version, which will be rolled out to over 150 libraries at on about 750 computers. Also, if you know of anybody that would like a copy of NVDA, just send them to the website, www.nvaccess.org, and they can grab a copy from there. Also, if you know of any dyslexics and stuff like that that would like a copy, just send them to the same place as well. So if you want to try out the release candidate, please do. And by the time this, I think it's on the 2nd of March, rolls around, there should be the next version. And also, if you have a previous version of NVDA, it will alert you of that coming release, which is coming out hopefully at the end of this week if all goes well. Yeah. Okay, and that's about it. I'll catch you guys later. And actually, just before I forget, if you're after some information to get you up and running, you can go to www.accessibilitycentral.net. I'll repeat the address again, www.accessibilitycentral.net, and it'll point you in the right direction for NVDA tutorials. I almost forgot to, when you download a copy of NVDA and install it, it is Alt key, Control key, and allow N to start up your copy of NVDA. It's the NVDA key and the letter N to get into the preferences, synthesizer, and where the help user guide is. And if you use the NVDA key and the letter Q, it will quit your copy of NVDA. And where I refer to the NVDA key, this is modifier key, which is the insert key, the extended insert key, or the caps lock key. This will depend on which one you chose. So, for example, the insert key and the letter Q could quit your copy of NVDA. I think that's about it, and I'll catch you guys hopefully in about 3 months' time. Okay, catch us later. Bye for now.